Wheat prices increased this week, and an important USDA report will be released next week. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, prices up 20 cents after several weeks of sliding downward. What's going on this week?
Yeah, last week we were at 637, got down to the bottom, gained some. I think the market's just kind of catching its breath, evaluating what's going on out in the world. We talked about the European Union and the Euro problems, and those are still going on. China this week, they lowered their interest rates, trying to get their economy going a little better than it was. The wheat harvest in Oklahoma and Kansas, it's coming in less than expected, and I think that helped put the brakes on prices.
Okay, and then kind of looking ahead at next week, we're going to have that important USDA report, the June numbers coming in. You're keeping an eye on that as well?
Yeah, the WASDE report, the World Agriculture Supply and Demand, will be released Tuesday, June the 12th. It's the second report for the 2012 crops. The first report came out in May. The industry and USDA has evaluated those numbers, and so there's a lot of talk about what's going to happen on this report.
Okay. Any idea what some of those pre-release estimates look like going into next week?
Well, I got some of those numbers. You can look at all wheat production, 2.21 billion bushels, compared to last year, 2 billion, even really 1,999,000, but what's a few bushels among friends. It's slightly lower than last month's estimates. Hard red winter wheat, the pre-release was 990 million bushels compared to 780 million last year's. Ending stocks, wheat for 2011 at 753, about the same as it was last month, but the 12 ending stocks is 714 million, which is lower than last month and lower than we were talking about 950 million at one point in time. Corn coming in at 821 million bushels and 12 going up to 1,750,000,000 bushels, more than doubled of what we're expecting ending this year. And soybeans, the old crop, 189 million bushels, going down to 143 million bushels next year.
Okay, your sort of anticipation of what this will mean for prices?
Well, if these numbers come in as the average of these estimates indicate, I think we'll see some stability in prices. Our wheat prices may go down with harvest pressure as they go up, but I think these numbers are going to help support our prices, and they may not go as low as we earlier anticipated.
And you've been watching that July contract as well. Kind of your take now?
Well, we've stopped and taken our breath. We got to break that support of, I had it at 733 last week. It's 737 where we were this week. I think that puts some support in there. If we break that, then we're going to go down and challenge $6.10. If we break that, we can go down to 560. I don't think we'll go that low. To start an uptrend, though, we've probably got to get prices above $7.15 to start an uptrend. The analysts I've been reading are talking about slightly lower to sideways prices.
Okay, of course, Oklahoma wheat producers want to know, do I sell? Do I hold? What do I do?
Well, you can flip a coin right now because, the situation, I think the market's got a pretty good handle on what's happening. So I think this is the year to sell a third now, sell a third in September, October, and the final third in December, unless you can't afford lower prices. If you can't afford prices down in the $5 range, then I think you better sell half or more of your crop, and maybe even all of it.
Okay, and finally today, we can't end without talking about canola. Really great year.
Yes, this is a really good year. Good yields on canola. The price, producers have been telling me they got over $12 a bushel for their canola. They're telling me they made more profit on their canola than they did their wheat, and they're really pleased with that. And it helping clean up some of this rye problems they've got in their wheat.
Okay, good information. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.